Okay. There are a lot of people walking. Okay, here we go. It's once again nice to watch everyone go to CES and not go to CES. Even though it's been forever since I've gone. Probably, God, fuck, at this point. I don't know, 15 years, 12 years. You know, it's been over a decade since I've gone to CES. But I cherish that I don't go to CES every year it comes around. Like, oh, thank God. I don't have to go to that fucking thing. I still got a bunch of emails. Like, the, you know, I got the one today about the that fucking Pac-Man shit. Holy shit. I was like, hey, come by and see us. And it's just like the number of, like, emails you get from people that just assume that, of course, you're at CES. I don't respond to them, because who cares? Because it's always just, like, generic, you know, cold emails. Not from anyone that I know or, you know, or anything. It's just, like, random emails out of the blue because your name is on a list somewhere as, like, you're the media? So it's like you just get fucking garbage all day long. And usually it's a bunch of Kickstarters, but around this time of year it becomes like, here's our booth number. We're at this dumb fucking thing. Come fucking see it. It's like, nope. There is nothing that happens at CES that is relevant that you actually need to be there to see. The two things that are occasionally about video games, you're just like, you can look at those from a distance and go, huh, all right, sure. And I'm not even sure that there'll be that those, you'll get that level of announcement. still salty that Oculus is shipping with an Xbox One controller instead of their motion stuff. Well, keep in mind that, like, phase one of VR stuff is going to be people sitting down. So, they're, you know... Like, look at the two games you'll get with your Rift. It's a third-person platformer and a cockpit game. Vive comes out before and is a room experience. Yeah, a room experience for rooms that are bigger than most people have. That's... When I tried the Vive demos, they were neat, but I was in a very large room. And it was cool. Like, I, you know, walking around the table and looking down at the RTS-looking stuff and going like, oh, look at this, I can do this, or, you know, hey, cool. But that's not something that they need. That's, you don't build your VR case to the mainstream with that. That's a second phase something. Yeah, I don't know. It's... The tech is cool, but like the amount it's going to matter this year seems to just be less and less as time goes on, in terms of just like, hey, video games. You know, getting it out there and getting people to understand it and getting developers to, you know, think of more use cases and getting people acclimated to it and all, that's all important stuff. But, you know, year one of VR is like, you know, it doesn't, it won't matter in a mainstream sense. It just won't. It'll be the cool thing you see and go like, man, I gotta get one of those, what do I gotta do? And then it'll be like, well, you need to build a big PC and do all this and understand all this, and people will be like, what? And then the PlayStation 1 will come out and maybe that'll rope a few more people in. Like, that seems like the good middle ground in a weird way. You know, it'll be more than a Gear VR. And all that, but still a console. You know, a $400, what, how much is the fucking, was it $350 now? I don't even know. Cheaper than a PC, and then however much the headset costs, I bet that thing will end up costing less than an Oculus. However much that, I mean, that's the thing, is like, hey, finding out how much that thing's actually going to sell for. That'll set the tone for what's to come, I assume, out of HTC and Sony. I'm bummed that the Vive controllers didn't change more. I mean, they got their tracking ring or whatever, which I'm sure is probably better for tracking. But the disc and the trigger, the disc and the button stuff wasn't great. Camera on the headset's a cool idea. But it sounds like that they don't have anything meaningful beyond like they redid the grid to start showing the camera feed. It sounds like they don't actually have any demos or any applications for that to show just yet. But you know, hey, that's cool. They should do it. That's weird. That'll be a weird thing. That'll be like the, you know, mount a GoPro up and behind you and wear the headset, you know, like the fake third person thing only. Well, I mean, it'll be first person, but, you know, just the weird perspective that you would get out of a camera strapped to your face. I guess it wouldn't be that different from wearing night vision goggles, probably. because that's a similar, or at least the shitty Call of Duty ones. That was a screen, and walking around with that thing on was a fucking trip. Because there was, you know, I guess there's maybe just enough latency for it to be off-putting, and then also you're getting this flat 2D representation on a tiny, low-res screen blasted in your face. But, you know, I think you got to think about VR as a ramp of, like, acceptance, you know, in terms of, or in terms of what the market would accept. You know, if the software was there to support it, I would be pushing for the multi-directional treadmill stuff, because I think that, if done right, is fucking awesome. You know, you're running around on a treadmill, walking in different directions, doing that sort of stuff. Like, that's cool as hell. A lot cooler than, like, walking around a room and being limited by the size of a room. But that's not reasonable, you know? That won't be for a while. And so no one will make content for that. They gotta start small, and I feel like starting small is, here's the headset and a video game controller. You can wrap your mind around this, and hey, okay, here's a couple of hand controllers for you to hand around in, and then it's like, hey, maybe you could stand up and walk a couple of steps. They gotta work their way up to it. If they go too far too fast, it'll be too expensive, no one will ever buy it, and then no one will ever make content for it, and the whole thing will die. You gotta be careful about that aspect of it, I think. But all it means is, like, I don't really care about what tweaks they're making to the Vive controllers. You know, it's like, oh, okay, better tracking, great, cool, awesome. When am I going to get one? What software is going to ship with it? Like, what will people actually do with this thing? Is the software end of it is what matters now. All of it works well enough today to be fine. If they keep refining it, great, they should. They need to. You know, they need to always keep working on it. But we're past that. The tech works. It's as someone who has tried it all, it's proven. Like, I'm on board. Like, yes, the virtual reality. Let's go. But now it's like, okay, let's start seeing final products, and let's start seeing what the real usage scenarios are for, like, how long a play session is going to be. Like, I need to get one of these in the home and sit down and try to play through something in it. You know? It has to be. Like, those types of tests that, you know, they can tell you about. Like, oh, well, everyone's going to be different, but I've worn it for this long. You know, it's like, okay, no. Give that thing to me. Let me sit in this chair and figure it out for myself. Where are my limits going to be? Like, that's the stuff that I think, you know, that I want need to know about now. So, like, them saying, like, hey, we just altered the shape of the headset and it's more comfortable now. It's like, okay, yeah, awesome. Of course you did. Of course you did. Great. Don't care. You don't even need to tell me that. Just let's get into these things and see how it goes. to make this light. Just barely.
Thank you. New Nipsey Hustle, check me out. You in trouble, check me out. Pay us now, check me out. Pay me double, check me out. Nipsey Hustle, check me out. Nipsey Hustle, check me out.
This guy's driving in two lanes on the bridge. That's a good, safe tactic. A lot of good stuff happening here.
I came from nothing. Push mouse in public. Ride buses. Buy masses.
All right.
Snapchat me the video right now, baby. DJ Hollywood KO. I got it.
Will I hear the horn in 2016? Did he retire the horn? Yeah, rewind this song so we can hear it, that early part again, because it was so good. The rhymes were really good. Well, let's hear them again. Yeah, good call. Yeah, this is good. Imagine if it didn't have the lasers and the horn in it. They knew you were just listening to the song. Ugh. Like Nike. That's a rhyme I came up with. You look at my hat and see no one's there. I look at the game and see one there. I'm fucking this industry hard. I'm back in this money, she's back in your honey. You that I was fresh off the yard. Don't crack me, tell me you're lightweight. They tell me you're nice enough, lightweight. Go give me a knife, you're looking like a steak. You want the steaks are high, I steak out for days. You want to run beside you, probably cool shape. But we thirsty, nigga, never alert me, nigga. I got a B89 in a case. I know you heard me, nigga. This is a movie, nigga. Lyrical exercise. Right now, homie, I'm an extra vibe. Put down on the
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my my drink, I got my music, I will share it with the day. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Up in the clouds, to get my spouse. Rumors on the ground, we get too loud, we turn them shit down. Can't hear myself think. Turbulent shit, almost spilled my drink in the white with a mink. Running through that bitch like it's my house, all up in the hall like a mall. Told you motherfuckers, all I do is ball. No, I don't remember you, I don't intend to. It be my memory bank, it's $1 million in it, baby Hillary Clinton. It's the Hillary smelling like tank. President of the party, name one nigga out the heart, and then I'll wait. I've been in my wave like 20 years straight. I've been on my vibe like 20 years straight. Don't fuck up my high, fuck up my high. Nights like this, I can fuck up my high. Still be straight, still be straight. Fall back, bitch, you got a lot on my plate, don't waste my breath. I don't know how many moves a nigga got left. Back to this joint. Smoking this shit like I'm trying to prove a point. I'm the highest title, numero uno. You're my fire, that's a motherfucking criminal.
Between you and me, turn up the shit of urinals, niggas pissed off. I mean, it's the vision, I'm pushing my fart. Need to utter new school. On my toes like a battle, you know who knew I'd be place one. Word in my palms, ironically, I use D-close. Try to spend some money and drop the ball. Told niggas when I was 16, that I ran a 16 to put a nigga right on the big screen. In a petty way, I was 16. Should have been in a pen, but now my pen rang with morphine. I heal niggas. Touchdown with morphine, I kill niggas. Audio crack, cat keys to milk ticket. Cardio lap was running for dead life, but now I'm running the map. Bitch, I'm here, nigga. Bitch, you know the whole me giving a fuck for what a fuck nigga gotta say. Nigga, you never be Jay, never be Nas, never be Snoop, nor Trey. You ain't get killed, you fake is, or hit a suburban nigga. Puff Daddy wasn't your favorite, so when he watched him with a terror drink, but I don't cry, he's a JP, man, I'm a perfect swing. Blah, blah, 14, like, blah, at the end of the magazine, like, blah, then a young nigga get blah, kill them all when they tryna kill my block. I am the bad, the good guy, the best, the hood guy, the last that would try to pass a good job. The shots of Black Beatles, then I need a 10-second drop, so, bitch, the end will stop.
Forget tonight we at the Delancey.
Y'all know me, still same OG.
Talk out Tuesdays, baby.
Going by most these niggas with no cheese, no deals and no G's, no wheels and no keys, no posts, no mobiles and no skis. Mad at me, cause I can finally afford to provide my family with groceries. Got a crib with a studio and a saw full of tracks to add to the wall full of plaques. Hanging up in the office and back of my house like trophies. Cause y'all think I'ma let my toe freeze. Hold please, you better bow down on both knees. Taught you to smoke trees. Who you think brought you to ODs? Easy E's, Ice Cubes and DOCs. The scoop deal double G's. And a group that said, motherfuck the police. Gave you a tank full of dope beats. The bar when you stroll through in your hood. And when your album sales wasn't doing too good, who's the doctor they told you to go see? Y'all better listen up closely. All you niggas that said that I turn pop on the fur flop. Y'all are the reason that Trey ain't been getting no sleep. So fuck y'all, all of y'all. If y'all don't like me, blow me. Y'all gon' keep fucking around with me and turn me.
Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Trey. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Trey. So what do you say to somebody you hate? What? Or anyone trying to bring trouble your way? One of his old days in the blood of your way? Yeah. Just starting to get saved for fame coming your way. One day, I was walking by with a walking on, when I caught a guy giving an open eye. Two looking back on the mark in the parking lot, but it's broken eyes. I don't give a fuck.
Talk about guns like I ain't got none.
think I sold them all, cause I stay well off. Now I wanna get his hate mail all day saying drink the law. What, cause I've been in the lab, would have been in the pad, trying to get this damn label off. I ain't having that, this is the millennium of aftermath. It ain't gonna be nothing after that, so give me one more platinum black and fuck rap, you can have it back. So where's all the mad rappers at? It's like a jungle in this habitat, but all you savage cats know that I was trapped with gas, but we're gonna live in the cabbage patch.
Nowadays everybody wanna talk, but you got something to say, but nothing comes out when you move their lips. It's a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about me. Nowadays everybody wanna talk, but you got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. It's a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about me. Nowadays everybody wanna talk, but you got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about me.
Tony Touch.
Yeah, that was a trip. Oh, you want Kylie's lips? Watch out.
And I'm dabbing right now since the world is watching. What they say, you do what you want when you popping. Steph couldn't miss, Rhonda ate that kick. Y'all went from saying fleek to saying everything's lit. And rappers making wrap-ups, yeah, y'all funny. You ain't got the antidote, so bitch have my money. And Jared from Subway, coming for kids. And I ain't swallowing footlongs for 15 years. They redid the Wiz, Amy Schumer got big. Kim and Ye had Lil Saint, bro. Every other day somebody dying over nothing. Just love whoever you come across. A big R.I.P. to everybody we lost. Celebrate life and just live, my friend. Ask Cali, cause they don't really wanna see us win. Mad Skills reporting live from the scene, and that's the wrap up. Welcome to 2016.
I don't like either one. The other day, I'm in the game spot. Niggas come up in there, boom, hit the door, get the fuck on the floor. Bitch, put down on the floor, turn around, like, what? Niggas like, get out. We gotta kill who we eat, right? It's not a problem, it's really not a problem.
Okay, the dope ain't up, the coke ain't up, the smoke ain't up, my pockets are fed up. I got bitches in my bedroom, nerds on computers. Diamonds round my neck, straps for my suitors. I made it, look ma, I made it. I grind so hard to get here, I can't be faded. I got lawyers on the line, five different kinds, five different crimes. Same profile, that client attorney premise, so a nigga ain't lying. Cause I ain't gon' say I did it, and I ain't gon' say I did it. And I might go back and forth the court, but I bet I get acquitted. Can you dig it? Nigga, can you dig it? Shit changed. Nigga ain't broke, had a safe size of shoebox, felt like a vote. Now I got real money, that fuck how you feel money. That nigga, you look at me wrong, get killed money.
You gon' be part of my body bag ritual. Hop out, man, I'm undefeated. You gon' be part of my body bag ritual. 4-5 letting off some shit at you. Shit at you. You gon' be put in a body bag, bag.
Good. In all the time off, nothing changed. This guy still plays this fucking song and 9 other songs that sound like it every fucking week. Thought maybe things would change, but no. Every Tuesday night, this dude just plays this fucking Jumpman song.
I think I need some robot tussin. Way too many questions.
He looked at me and said, so that he know. Rocky Sasquatch, fat bricks, man.
Thank you.
like I just listened to this verse this morning. that shit back.
Nigga. Yo, the jam was fly. Yo, my now it's over. Mike Batcher, pals cut so tight. They must catch a taxi cab. Dang, why'd they leave me? Stuck in the late night nap. Cap not so hot that everyone should be sweating. Yet nobody's smiling. Less crews are piling. Staring. Thinking what they look like wearing. Mike in a sign with the yellow cabbie. He sped up. His dreads made him think I'd pick him. Now I gotta dodge thugs like I'm playing chicken. Caucasians pass me in their taxi. Oh, no such luck, I'm gonna get booked for my apparel. As I seen the black gauge barrel, just then the fat cab came to my rescue. Damn, I'm glad black men drive them cabs too.
I'll see you guys later. I'm home. This is awesome. Good night.